From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A U.S. government employee in southern China reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure, the State Department said Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recalling similar experiences among American diplomats in Cuba who later fell ill. The State Department has now issued a health alert for its citizens in China. The United States and South Korea are working to keep the highly anticipated U.S. summit with North Korea on track, even after President Donald Trump abruptly said there's a very substantial chance it won't happen as scheduled on June 12th.
Whether or not it happens, if it does, that'll be great. It'd be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. Whatever it is, it is.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in reminded Trump Tuesday the fate and the future of the Korean Peninsula hinge on the meeting. After initially being told they couldn't enter the country, eight South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has this story.
The eight journalists included four from a television network and four from a newswire service. They flew directly to Wonsan aboard a military plane. North Korea announced recently it would demolish the Punggye-ri site as a goodwill gesture ahead of the planned June 12th summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Punggye-ri site is where North Korea has conducted all six of its nuclear tests. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe on Wednesday failed to turn up for a parliamentary hearing where he was due to give evidence on corruption in the diamond mining industry. We have more stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Analysts say China weathered only light protests against its reported missile installations in the Spratly Islands, making it easier to strengthen its military outposts in the disputed South China Sea. VOA's Martin Seacrest has more.
Vietnam demanded May 8th that China remove any missiles but did not push further. And according to a presidential office spokesman, the Philippines has active mechanisms to discuss militarization of the South China Sea, but does not see Beijing as a threat. Both countries, along with Brunei, Malaysia, and Taiwan, claim waters where China reportedly deployed anti-ship and surface-to-air missiles in April. The lack of further protest gives China a clear channel to keep any missiles in place on the three Spratly Islets where it has built installations over the past 2 years and added more weapon systems. China said last week it was testing bombers. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
The body of the 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student killed in last week's mass shooting at a Texas high school has returned home. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
A funeral has been held for Sabika Sheikh in Pakistan after her body arrived home to the port city of Karachi. The 17-year-old exchange student was among 10 people killed during last week's mass shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. She began taking classes there last August. The alleged teenage shooter is being held on capital murder charges. I'm Matt Small.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano continues to erupt and showed no sign of easing Tuesday. Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Activity continues as at a high level. There's a lot of lava being erupted from these fissures. A lot of flows being produced. We've got staff monitoring, you know, all the fissures on the ground, aerial assets as well.
Magno said the evacuation process is ongoing. Hawaii Governor David Ige said production wells at a geothermal plant under threat by lava have been plugged to prevent toxic gases from seeping out. Award-winning American writer Philip Roth has died at the age of 85. Here's more from the AP's Shirley Smith.
Prize-winning novelist Philip Roth died last night. His literary agent said he died of congestive heart failure. Roth wrote more than 25 books. He was among the greatest writers never to win the Nobel Prize. I'm Shirley Smith.
Roth received virtually every other literary honor, including two National Book Awards, two National Book Critics Circle Prizes, and in 1998, the Pulitzer Prize for American Pastoral. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.